was ich sagen?
Hast du gesagt, Bezirne Schömen, right?
Ja.
Okay. Bezirne Schömen, has seven by ear. So, the Schinner reached out. They tried to reply. The Schinner asked for us to come. We said no. The Schinner reached out, and we were in this order. Then we went to look for the Schinner, and the Schinner was gone. So Mitzuni Hashemrim, Asayim Ve'ir, so certain Hashemrim found us, and he kuri Mitzuni, v'nosas redidim alai Hashem Yachemus. So who are these, what are they? Mitzuni Hashemrim, Pirish. Achakach, shechotonu Mitzuni Hashemrim. So it's interesting, the Goyen sticks in a piece here in Pshat, that, you know, for the Etzim looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you certainly don't deserve a punishment. It says that I went around and started looking for him. So the Goyen says, Acha kach shechotonu mitzuni Hashemrim. So it's only once Klaisos sunk it techet. They gave up and looked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sunk it techet. Heim shnei malochim shemelav mesa'odom l'shemroi. U'kishchoyti mekachigim alof. K'moy shekosuv v'mesechta Shabbos. So he brings the malochim that, you know, come back with you from Shabbos, and the good malachim, the bad malachim. It's interesting. I don't know why he doesn't bring the Gemara, and he brings it down further. In one Chagiga, it says, down the bottom, he quotes in one Chagiga, Shnei malachim melavin, shor esam melavin oisoy, hei me'idin boy, shenema ki malachim v'tzav shmar v'hol v'rchecha. So that's a lot more specific than what he's bringing from the Gemara in Shabbos. The one in Shabbos speaks about Dafkan Shabbos. If anything, it's Meduyik, not always. The Gemara in Chagiga talks about always, about the two Malach and Abbas. I'm not sure why the God doesn't bring it. By the way, I once heard a story. It's very interesting. There was a Levaya in front of me, Yeshiva, of a Rav named Rabbi Shor. Rabbi Shor was an old Slobodka Talmud. He was a Rav in Chicago for many years. He was Nifter in the 80s, maybe, you know, that or late 70s or early 80s. And I remember it was a freezing, freezing day, and I was annoyed that they decided to make a levaya in front of me. Shiva, like, I don't know the person. And then the son told up a maisa from him. He said the following, that his father was together with the Alta Slabodka in Kremenchuk. During World War I, they were forced into exile. The Tsarist government forced all the Jews in Lithuania to go much further inland. He suspected them of dual loyalties. He thought that they would help the Germans against him. So Rimele, he had them exiled. So in Kremenchuk, and there was, I don't know if this was when they were in Kremenchuk or while they were going there, and there was constant shelling and bombing, and everybody was kind of very nervous. And the Alta Slabodka was very calm. And he asked the Alta, how can you be so calm? So the Alta said that every person has four malachim being malabahim. And so long as he sees them being malabahim, he knows everything's okay. He knows that there's no exadin, whatever it is. It's a type of story, you know, never heard about the Alta. It's a kind of a, but it's a son told it over at the Levaya. It's an amazing, I felt good that I, you know, that had the Levaya and I was able to hear the story. But he said, I save him Be'ir, Eim HaMekatrigim.
Rabbi, on the first line of the Pasuk of Mitzauni HaShemim, Mitzauni, the Lashon Mitzauni means that they found me, right? Is it
right?
So isn't that implied that it would be achar kach shechatano? Meaning, if I was looking to do tshuva, then I would have found them. But by virtue of the fact that they found me, vice versa, I stopped looking for them and I went in my ways, and it was only after they found me.
Okay, so it's a good point. Could be, yeah, definitely. It's Ram Shul Tam. Hasim ba'ir, hima mekatrigim ameshaytidim ba'aretz or mekatrigim. So there's a category of malachim, their job is to look around and to see what's problematic. Just like you have an auditor coming around and so on. Hikunik Vasham Chazal Nosanya Bimikdash Rishon, the Hard Hem Kham Shaboy, Nosanya Bimikdash Shani Vartem Kham Shaboy. So the Hikuni, I guess, is going on to Mechachama specifically. It's an einish of people, and that's why he's shalling to the pasuk, the Maim Chazal, of not saying of Mikdash Rishon and so on. So uni pirush hikoyis b'psoyim v'chaburis v'nechrav Eretz Yisrael v'nasip psoyim v'Eretz Yisrael v'kama yoris. So I would assume that what he means to say over here is that he was just like a petza is it's a partial destruction. Well, somebody has different wounds. Each wound is an entire destruction of the flesh over there. But it's at the entirety of the person. Person is alive. So the patsuni means when you have different cities that destroy, then these different cities are each of these different, you know, it's that's called a matzav of psuni. Nasa zedidi me alai shomei achayim mispar shomei chazal kim shabu asenu beis hamikdash nasa hamikdash atzmo lalas namala ubo michal gavriel v'shlicho esay. So these are the shomei achayim ois v'zeh shomei achayim shem yishayim yushalayim kwa shkozach ha-mesayach yushayim v'kati yishayim v'im michal v'gavriel v'ata gam heim nefku nasa v'mish v'meni. So it basically what he's saying is that My own guardians turned against it. The Shomer HaChomos themselves were supposed to be good people. Nosos Nel Shomer HaChomos means the people who are supposed to be guarding, making sure everything's okay, they're the ones who turned against me. And that's Malach Michal Gavriel. What's interesting is he says over here, that Michal Gavriel are the Shomrim of Yerushalayim. It's a little bit strange because the Malach Gavriel is Midas Adin. In other words, they're against you, kind of. So I think the pshat is, it's just like in the Beis Hamikdash, you had Kohanim and Leviim Mimuna on the Beis Hamikdash. And they together they were the Shomer Beis Hamikdash. The job of the Leviim was to keep out something that's not tohar, something that's tamei, something that's problematic, and the job of the Kohen was to keep the kesher with the Rosh Hashanah always. In other words, to guard the Beis Hamikdash, you need to have two things going. You need to have a constant fire, so to speak, eish tamei tukad, and you need to have something aloy sichbe, something keeping out the wind. So the job of kahuna, besides specific avodah that they do, the job of kahuna is to keep the fire going. The job of levia is to make sure nothing comes that extinguishes the fire. So he says, "V'atrim nefu notas v'shimeni." Lamaisa, they also came and they turned against me. Not clear why. I mean, why would they turn against it? They could because leave the job. What's the pshat that they turned against it? Why would they do more than anyone else? So it could be a pchina of when Klal Yisrael does averis. Like the Nefesh HaChaim says, Klal Yisrael themselves begin to be metame to me. Like he says that if a yid has a bad hearer, that it's worse. It's the pshat is we affect the Beis Hamikdash also. So at the point that our ma'isim are beginning to be machmir with the Hamikdash, taken away from us is watching on the Beis Hamikdash. If when the Beis Hamikdash is removed from us, we can't touch it. We can't be machabit. Kolzman wish still shayach to Beis HaMikdash. That's when we have the power over it. Okay, that's the first shot. Pirish base. Kamti neftach le doidi pirish. Kim shebikshani v'yirani kamti leftoach ledoidi v'yodai hoi mevusomim b'moir achin izbasim gam amanu ki ilu not for la hiyadai mor is there more over al kabes amanu. So he says because I was perfumed, it even made the handle become perfumed. We'll see in a minute what we're talking about. Pasachtin ledoidi, v'zeh mo'er v'kazak, u'kesh pasachtin l'nichnas u'ba'atzmoi, rak hamak avar, u'kesh isi kei nafsh yotze b'dabroi, b'kashtiv lo'im tzasiu, v'alachti b'layla l'chapsoi. Mitzune ha'shemrim hikuni b'tzoni, sh'la'avar kesho isi klal. So here already he's talking about that, not that they hit me and wounded me because of Aversa did, but they wanted to stop me totally from going after them. Gam lo kos kutanti shel vasik shel pasachti lo. Vezeu shenosu es vedidi molai shem achoymes. Ve'inyan koy al bayis sheni. This is going on bayis sheni. Shekamti lefteach ledoidi. Vehine hoyisi muchon. Adayin lekabla shleimus. Shehoyle maisim noy. So I still could have done it. Vezeu v'yodei not v'mortzes mo'er v'lakab samanhu. So that means the kapas amanul is miram, is the toy that we had. In other words, I still smelled good. I still had a sakin. So basically what he's saying is, we the churim, it's very different in the first pshat. In the first pshat, we're talking about the downside of Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael was doing bad. And then, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu left and everything. Here we're talking about even when we tried to come back, we were rebuffed, we were pushed away, and we had done something to be misaken, we still were pushed away. And he says, Mitzuni Hashemim Zekoi Al Churim Ha'Yisheni, V'zeo Nosu redeem all our sovereign ma'atsha holy wakogam kimeni. So, what's the pshat? Lemaisa, we had done something positive. So, why in the world would we lose this also? The guy doesn't say, in other words, I think the parsha from his first pshat. So, I'd like to hazard a guess, possibly. Nev Chaim says this in a little bit of a different way, but more or less in, when he speaks about the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz Hachayim. So the Pasuk, it says, if they would eat from Hachayim, they would be v'chay lo. So, isn't that good? Shouldn't we let Adam eat from Hachayim? The Eitz Hachayim is the good part of it. Moshe Rabbeinu, had he gone over the yard that has a soul of Chayisol, Chayisol never would have been thrown out. So again, so isn't this good? So I think the pshat is as follows. The Klal Yisrael is, let's give a marshal. Imagine a person has a painting that's pristine, beautiful painting where it is, and if I were to put a lac covering on it, if I was to paint it with some sort of shellac, it would retain it, it would stay forever. Because any dust that lands, it just wipe off and it'd be fantastic. Imagine that before I put the lac on it, there was a spot or a speck of dirt got onto it. And now I'm going to put the lac on it. So, so over here, somebody would stop me and say, "Don't you dare do it," because now we're going to have an issue with it. You'll forever trap the dirt in it. It'll never be a good painting. Don't put the lac on it. Work hard at getting out the dirt, and then you'll put the lac on it, the shellac on it. So here also. Klal Yisrael had done good. They'd done good. They hadn't completely turned back and undone all the bad adah. It wasn't a matzav where the level of tshuva was as good as it was bad before. I give another dugma to it, to sort of besides. The Rambam says that when you're working on midas, you're supposed to get to the midas mumutzas. But if a person is at the, if a person has done bad, so let's say a person, he's gone too much taivadik, he can't go back to the middle row. He has to go back to the other side until he's undone the whatever bad he's introduced himself at the taiva, and then he can go back to middle road, between the memutza. So here also, Klaisel had rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There had been a line over there where it was rejected. So imagine the following scenario. A person has a fight with his wife, and I don't know about some whatever narishkeit, and then he walks out on her, doesn't come home for a few days. And then he shows up and he says, you know what? I decided it's okay. So we didn't eat whatever I wanted to eat. I didn't have whatever it is. So that's a shtus. The person would say, you know, I mean, that's not undoing. You have to undo a lot of bad you did. Klal Yisrael, to leave a Beis HaMikdash in a matzav, where the Beis HaMikdash is, what's the right word for it? Stuck. Klal Yisrael has done tshuva, but not enough. It's the way, like it says about by Chizkiyahu. It says they did tshuva in that, but they didn't undo the bad Menashe had done. So, I'm sorry, after Menashe, not Chizkiyahu, it was from Menashe. Who was it afterwards? It said by Yeshiyahu. It says that just that Menashe's averus was so bad, they hadn't undone it. So the matzav they were in now was a matzav that they could have had Ashras Ashkina. Had this been their matzav all the time, that would have been fine. The problem is that they'd been twisted, and to leave a Beis HaMikdash. So same thing here also. They had not, this reaching out back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not equal to the rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, going back to it would have meant perpetuating. Klal Yisrael would have had a perpetual matzav of not shleimus. Okay. So now, Ishvati Eschem Lois Yerushalayim. In Timtzos Doidim Atagidol Shechelas Avon. So Klal Yisrael replies back to these shleimrim, to whoever it is that's bothering them. That in Timtzos Doidim Atagidol Shechelas Avon. Pirush, the guy says, Akshav Begolus Omro Mashbi Ani Aleichem, Benois Yerushalayim For Kasafti Shehaim, Ayubes Vachasim Yerushalayim Shal Malo, Hashem Razal. I think here he's changing who it is. The Benois Yerushalayim is not the Shemim that we're talking about. It's rather the Malach that I'm the Savior of Yerushalayim. And he's Matagil Pirush, we call it Sarshim Sunni Al Tagil Yerisa. So, Klal Yisrael is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm not misleaning on the tzaris as much as I'm misleaning on the fact that I'm missing the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in a certain sense, and this is the same thing in the Beis, he said the same thing. Ishbata and Tinsu Yisrael, Tegil Piyush. So this is something that goes to the heart of explaining what tshuva mi'ave is and so on. The Joshua Zeran has a shiloh. It says, and all sorts of terrible things will happen to you. And then so the Rani asks, isn't this in effect a tshuva because of Yiras HaOnesh? Isn't this a tshuva shel Lishma? And so on. That's his shaila. So the Ran says that there are two types of tshuva that come from Yisurim. One is, you know what? I did an Aveira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Yisurim. Yisurim hurt terribly. They're not worth it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, you just, I learned my lesson. You can't beat him. So you might as well join him. And you might as well have a, this is our, you might as well, it's because it's sweet. So you might as well, you know, be on his good side and not get Yisurim. So that's one way. That tshuva is not a tshuva shlema. That tshuva is a tshuva that is not good. And I mean, it's good for something. It's not what we're talking about. There's a second dagger of tshuva where a person, it's just like when the air goes out of the tires, you begin to rethink and you say to yourself, you know, was it all worth, you know, I mean, where have I gone to? It's something which the person, the emes, has harata on the etzem nituk of the relationship. So it's true that it was stimulated, or not stimulated, but the catalyst was Yisurim. But the etzem tshuva is not a process of striking a deal and saying, you know what? I know which buttons to press, which ones not to press. But it's rather coming back myself. And the same way, it's like the person, imagine a person who's young and he's full of life and he's busy running and doing this and that. He gets older and he starts learning, going to shul, this and that. So one way of saying is, well, I have nothing else to do, I'm bored stiff. So at least this is some companionship and some, you know, they have an occasional ticket in the morning. So, you know, that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is, a person has, be'etzim, I want to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'etzim, I want to do right. I had a big Yitzhahara, I had a big Nisyonos, I did this, I ran to that. When that has worn out, what's coming out again is the real me, the person who understands what's Toiv, what's Ruchnis, what's Atak Sachayim. So it's not the, it's the Hikunim Tzauni. I sit down and say to myself, you know what? You know, I was close to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. When the Mishalim and Navi about running off with a Noyef and not having a good time, the Noyef mistreating her. And now she comes running back to her old husband. So if a person recognizes that it's because I destroyed my marriage, my bonds, that's when it becomes real tshuva. So this is the answer, really, that Kashrut is waiting. It's also an important perspective. You know, Chazal tell us that Rabbis Tzaris talk for later. So we say it all the time. And it's important to understand that the Tsar is not because of the, I mean, the Tsaris themselves are more of a, what's the right word for it? They brought me back to my senses. I think that's the right word for it. It's the same way that we understand, like the famous Rambam, that if a person is, that if a person is being hit in order to give a get, we say that he really means it. It was the search of Yisrael's Makiv, and once the search of Yisrael is pushed down, he's now Taka wants to believe Shalom. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, would we say in Pirshav of Pasuk Ches that years ago, when I spoke to Rabbi once on a Shabbos when Rabbi was in town, I mentioned a mahalach that I came up with for understanding Tisha B'Av, that people always look in, on Tisha B'Av, we talk about the Holocaust, and we talk about the Inquisition and all these, right, and the Chorban, and right, it makes it seem as if, you know, that the Golos is Tzaris.
Right.
So, you know, what do we want? We want a time of no, you know, with not being in Golos, so we shouldn't have Tzaris. So right, someone who you know, who's rich, so he doesn't have tuition issues, and he's healthy, and he's this, so he doesn't need the gula, because he's fine now. It's just for all, you know, for the rest of us. So that clearly is chaser. Would we say that based on what the Gaon is saying, so the mahalas that I came up with, that I thought, you know, I don't know, maybe I saw it somewhere else, was that what we're lacking is that everything is fake, because everything that we perceive in life, it's not about this one being sick or this tzara, that tzara, it's that we're lacking a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Mamela, you know, Mamela, all the tzaras are more pronounced. And Mamela, the whole life that we're living is like the muscle that I gave was somebody who's resigned to, he becomes a miner and has to live away from his family.
Right.
So he could be become happy in the mine, but when I say he's away from, he doesn't have the relationship. So so his life is chaser. So is this what the Gaon is saying, that shezeh kasha li yaseh mikulam mashehu nifrad mimeni, is that the whole chasaran is that I'm nifrad, meaning the same way the whole geula is to reconnect. It's not the absolute.
Right.
Being absolved of all the tzaras, is that we're going to get to reconnect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I think
Correct. That's definitely. And as many, imagine a kid runs away from home. And so many things he takes for granted, meals, protection, somebody caring for him, and so on, he doesn't have. It's not a kid begins suffering. So a very, very coarse way of looking. Well, I got to put my parents in the jirai, but it's better. I get three meals a day, and they protect me from all sorts of people and this and that. It's a bargain. That's a very, very low mahalach. But imagine the kid begins to realize, look at how much warmth, protection, and care they're giving me. They're there for me. This is what the real world is like. And they're sheltering me, and they're feeding me, and they're keeping me. So I now understand what my parents are doing for me. That's the difference. So I think, and it's a hard, you know, it is hard, because the tangible part is the Golas and the Saras and the Holocaust Inquisition, but we're trying always to see it as a symptom of something else, and that's Okay, next, So now they're returning and asking, so what is this doit? Ma doirich midoit pirish. Shab nois hashayim shalom li Yisrael, ma doirich midoit kleima. Shtei shed l'shalom. Aleph, mamar eyo shal doirich. Hayofi benoshim. The fish is sort of like a horrible reduce of face is no matter my same table. Got things they have in Russian. My dirty me do it pierce a shell a sneer claim is the table is also a shakakish but talk. So I think I just interpreting it a little bit as follows. When we are in Gullus and we are being beaten by the Omasailam, which has happened to us most all the time we are in Gullus. So we suffer. So one part of the tikkun or einish or ratzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back the tshuva is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sends us all these difficulties, and the Omasailam provide the difficulties. They're the ones that carry out the issues. There's a second thing over here. That is, they ask us either articulating it or basically it's in the air. Why do you keep sticking to your religion? Why? What is it that you have from it? And it's an Nisayon. It's a terrible Nisayon. But Me'irich Gisa, if we pass the Nisayon, means we need to force ourselves to ask ourselves, why are we Jewish? Why are we Mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is the question we're answering. This has always been the issue. You have to understand the Umos HaOlam, no country likes having another group of people within them. And whether they said it or not, I didn't say it. Nobody wants to have, you wouldn't want to have somebody living amongst you who's not of yours. And it's one thing when you can take a look and say, you know what? In a few years, they'll be like us. So, okay, the first generation Italians are Italians, second generation Italians are as American as American. The first generation Asians are Asians. The second generation may still look like Asians, but they're Americans. So the Jews are the only ones that are different, and they stay different. And the question is always hanging in the air. In some places, it was done, and if you take a look in the Vena Mitzula, Mashal Mitak Fetat, they would put the Jews against the wall and say, why don't you become like us? What has your God done for you? You know, that you're so enamored with him, when all you get from him is suffering. And there was no answer to it. You know, today at least we have some answer. We say we do well, we're better, we don't have that love of Nisayan. But they did have that love of Nisayan, and they have to answer it. And in the answering of it, that's when they come to realization. If they themselves articulate that, you know, this is what we really wanted, and this is what we have from it, that itself is a ticket for the person himself. So the first question is Mamar Eoshal Daidech. So describe to me, what is this God that is so crazy about? And Ayav Nasha means I see you still keep putting yourself. You still keep putting on makeup. Reach out to him. And then, and what has he done for you? You know, there's two questions here. One is, you're so crazy about him. What is it? What's so special about him? And two, and what has he done for you? That's Pirush Aleph. Pirush Beis. What?
Rabbi, so the way we just explained, you know, this Pirush Aleph, why do we have to say such a chiddush of Esav Semeis Yaakov, and this is why all the goyim hate us? Isn't what Rabbi just said a much simpler, basic, yeah, we're different, we don't conform, and they hate us, you know, reason enough, we don't need any chiddushim.
The Ran says this in the drushes. Aran, he says that, he says that on a pasuk, on something shimmy, I don't remember what's, he says it, Ron says it, that the reason why we're always hated is because we're different. And he brings a pasuk in Shemot, I don't remember, it's only, but he says it over here, and until we don't, you know, and that brings, it's the simplest, he speaks about, so you're the sin of Lailam. You know what, let me take a look if I can find it, I can look it up here in a second. He says it on the Yer the Sin of Ba'olam. Give me a second, let me just see if I can. What's there? Okay. Just one, okay. Yer the Sin of. Let's just see over here. Okay. So he says, so he pages the pasuk. It's in Drush Hashvi, and he said, Ma ashtava locha nachemcha, likasha ashtava locha nachemcha. And the Ron says, he explains that one of the great Yehudim in Bias HaMashiach is that they will, that everybody will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. So he says the point of it is, the reason is because all the issues we have with the Goyim is because we're different. And he says, Har Sinai Sheyordu Sham Sinai La'olam. The Yordu Sinai La'olam means the mitzvahs that were given there, and the mitzvahs that were given there are the ones that cause the sinner. Okumesha Omru, Tim says, Ogimat, the Gidalas, Cholas Avari, Hagidalas, Kol Haloyim, Shumas Oilam, Vimalai, Enamel, the Shlusha Heves Oisai. But Tambazay says, Vipeshi Vilona, Shemsal Kolo Umois, HaKadosh Baruch has set us aside. Shalom eschat me'mekenim to marry. V'lechom acholos asuris. V'kehim acholos asuris. V'arichuk v'hevdol mevi'al kol panim l'day zeh. V'fikuch omelik sh'ashava l'chanachem ka. When I'll make everybody the same, that's when you'll have an achama. So Joshua says mefurish. I'm not, you know, not inventing it. It's I also wonder, it's a Muslim sheet to say, you know, people say that anti-Semites and Jackson. If let's say in five towns, a wave of Koreans and Singaporeans will start buying up houses. Not bad people, don't do any harm, but they would make your environment, they would make you kind of alien your environment. You would feel harsh. And the fact is, we always are different, and we stay different. We're like a nation within a nation. So it is an abnormal massive, and there is no solution for it. That's until the day comes when the world sees the emes. And so he says, okay, Pirish Beis, Madoidech Bidoit, Omerish, Shekol Ra Yose Amuli, Madoidech Ezi Yisar Shadokal Deim Shalom. We also have somebody. You know, as I say, more than that, we have somebody. We have something. What's wrong? The oichat the yofer b'lashos atzmir as chesroinchahu matrot misoinim skabel al deidish esorimet. In other words, if you're lacking something, it's because you're constantly bemoaning the fact you're lacking. V'zema deidish shekachish batani iluhayis meinicha zadaiga hayis atayef l'ashem. The pining after something that you don't have is destroying you. So that's interesting. I'm not sure where he gets this piece that they're all moide. In other words, where is this moment pasuk? It's certainly not the Metzias like that. But he says over here that all the umas are moide. So Mesisano the Garchem is true, and that's true. Christianity has this hand up because in Islam, we both are a spirit. In other words, the Mesisra is something that I understand. But the other part, okay, we'll hold it here. Okay.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Take care, Meir.
Have a wonderful week. Take care.
Bye. Okay.